This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another reality is today is better than yesterday, and yesterday was a pretty good day. Today will be even better. Thursday, August. Wait a minute. Not August, is it? It's April. Oh, it's another A month, you know.
You just fast-forwarded us to August?
I did.
That's a whole new record for you.
It's probably based somewhat psychologically on a conversation I had with somebody yesterday about summertime, what we're doing in the summer, mm-hmm. and August, and what goes on in August, et cetera, et cetera. So let's put the brakes on. Let's stop. Let's go back to Thursday, April 12th, 2018. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Hold on to a good thought for Jennifer's mother, who went to the hospital. So we'll have, I think she's going to be okay, but that's more. There's so much drama everywhere, isn't there? And Jennifer is so concerned. She does wrap herself up, as most of us do who have a conscience, in the lives of our families, because that's the most important thing.
Yep.
Really, without family and health, you got nothing. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there are realities going on that we can and will and should discuss, Victoria, and among them are...
Among them, well, kind of a surprising story from the sports world. Tristan Thompson, who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers alongside LeBron James, he, of course, is the soon-to-be baby daddy of Khloe Kardashian's baby girl, who's about to be born any second. He, when all the cheating scandal came out over the last few days, him caught on video with different women, while Khloe is literally at home in Cleveland. Now it's her home. She's moved from L.A., moved her whole life to be with him and the baby, and now it's come out that he is a serial cheater, which is really devastating for Khloe, obviously, because she's been through so much with her ex-husband Lamar Odom. And anyone who follows kind of any type of pop culture, whether you like the Kardashians or know about them or not, everyone knows these stories. And so last night, in an interesting turn, sports fans actually turned on Tristan Thompson. He only played 30 minutes in the game against, he was at home at Cleveland with the Cavaliers. They played against the New York Knicks. He only played for 30 minutes, but as soon as he took to the court, there were massive boos and people holding up signs. I've never seen this happen before. Every once in a while, there are a few personal stories that bleed into a sports game where fans will react. But this was really, I guess, in hometown Cleveland, they do not take kindly to people misbehaving. And he definitely got a dose of public humiliation last night.
Yeah, Cleveland is very conservative in a lot of different ways, and that's one of them. So it doesn't surprise me. People like that. So here's when I heard that. I'm going to be very honest about where I go. People say, you shouldn't have said that. Okay, so the first thing that entered my mind, because there is some news today about what the president did yesterday with regard to federal aid programs and who gets them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to say, well, speaking of serial daters, yeah, Donald Trump yesterday.
Cheers.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's just a cheap shot. I said it because I was thinking it, and then I thought to myself, but I said it now just anyway.
But I like
so
you said it anyway.
The effect, the effect is there. And speaking of that, just for a second to overview what was signed, this executive order intending to force people who are recipients of food assistance, Medicaid, and low-income housing subsidies to join the workforce or face the loss of their benefits. I see nothing wrong with this, having not read into it, more than just the headline. On the surface, it is a good idea. I think it's the right idea. Whether there are people in here that are on the list that ought not to be remains to be seen. But as a taxpayer, this is the perfect time of year to sign this and have people understand the ramifications. Even though our budgeting is out of control, way out of control, somebody's got to take a red pen to the budget. They ought to go back to zero-based budgeting. There's so many more things they could do if there was someone who really had his or her hands on the way the construct goes. of zero-based budgeting and how businesses do it and how the government needs to do it, because there's so much feather bedding, there's so much stuff built into the budget that you just, you know, we keep adding to it every year. The work order that he signed has a very interesting title, Reducing Poverty in America, directed at any program that provides means-tested assistance or other assistance that provides benefits to people, households, or families that have low incomes. But its goals are modest, according to people in the White House, and that's why I say this may be something that more is a psychological approach to it than really a meat cleaver approach. There are a lot of people who are advocates for those who are in bad shape, say most able-bodied adults who get non-cash federal aid either already work or face significant impediments to doing so. I'm not sure that I agree with that or know of that to be the case. I'd like to have some facts here. Poor people are, for the most part, not poor because they want to be. Who wants to be poor?
Right.
And then when it comes to certain significant, I remember actually interviewing a woman in Cincinnati when I was working there doing afternoons on WCKY a number of years ago. This woman had become, in a strange way, a cult hero. There's a large population that lives in a certain part of Cincinnati that was the part of town where people live that don't have a lot of money. And there was a woman there who was 30 years old who had had 8 babies by 8 different men. And she admitted to the fact that she had the babies because that's how she made her living. She got so much aid per child, and the more babies she had, the more money she got.
Didn't
so that
Clinton
was her motivation.
That? Wasn't Clinton the one, on a federal level, when Clinton came into power, didn't
give him
he
a
sign...
hand out, give him a hand up instead of a hand out.
Didn't he say something like
program.
Federally, he'll,
yeah.
I remember yeah. seeing a clip of something,
are,
he'll
yeah,
pay for the
are,
first kid, but not more
that's
than
it.
That.
Yeah, yeah. So that stopped federally, and I'm only using it as an example because some states went around it. California went around it, Massachusetts went around it, I'll bet New York went around it. In some, so you could get state aid if you couldn't get federal aid. And that's what, if, thank you for underscoring that, Victoria, because I think that really happens. If you look at what's going on, instead of cutting budgets, and again, this is so appropriate for tax time, instead of cutting budgets and paring things down so that we don't have programs or people in place that are not needed, the state of California, for example, I had a list, and I don't think I've got it right in my fingertips here, of 6 different states, the tax rates that have gone up, state tax rates, because of the cut in the federal tax rate and how, it, you know, most of the states piggyback their tax burden or bill on what you pay in federal taxes. There's an equivalency. So if you're not paying federal taxes, then you don't pay that much in state taxes. So the old state tax rate in California was, I think, 5%, and now it's 13%, the highest increase in the nation. And instead of cutting again some of the programs, the waste in California is beyond belief. And so what this does, it does cut the federal budget, but you know as well as I do that these departments in various states where they want to continue this sort of thinking will find a way around it, and they'll charge you as a state resident of New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Maryland, wherever you are, they'll charge you in the state tax program to pay for these people who ought not to be. Anybody who's able-bodied, you've heard me say this hundreds if not thousands of times over the years I've been doing this program, my feeling is very strong about who to help and how to help them. I think it is our responsibility, not, it isn't just something we, well, okay, yeah, we should do that. It is our responsibility as human beings and as citizens of this country to help those who cannot help themselves. It is an absolute, it's like, it ought to be a mandate. But on the other hand, there have been people who have so abused these programs, and I think about the illegals up in Lewiston, Maine, who have somehow or other, I don't know, the Maine people have figured out around this. Everybody in the country knows about it. They must be trying to do something about it. But there have been a whole bunch of Somalians who've come into this country, they go up to Lewiston, Maine, and they start collecting right away. And so whatever the supplemental programs that are part of the Agriculture Department. I never figured out what the hell why they're there. But food stamps, that sort of thing, are under the aegis of the Agriculture Department as part of the Farm Bill. There are 12%, if I understand this correctly, of the folks who in this group who are exempt, elderly people, students, that sort of thing. They don't have to comply with these new regulations. But if you're able-bodied and can work, that's one of the things that the argument, and it's a good argument, frankly, against all the illegals who come here to work on farms. I know the farm business. I can't speak to other. I probably could. The food service industry and medicine, places that are, there are a lot of menial tasks that are not being done by Americans that can be done by Americans. They just have made
no one's lawn gets mowed without an illegal. It seems like
no, right? Oh my God, yes.
You know the
right.
Landscaping yeah. business. Yeah. That's for sure.
So anyway, what do you think of my understanding of this or my overview of this, Victoria?
Well, I think that this is one of these things that, and this may be, as you say, a Pollyanna view on things, but to me, this is a no-brainer that everyone should agree on. I have no problem with this one whatsoever. If you are truly able-bodied, then what makes you so special that, you know, that you get to live
off
the
teeth? Yeah,
you
for me and you to pay for them.
Yeah, and my husband and I have to work hard, so I absolutely have no problem with this. I think what might be sort of difficult in all of this, and I think that's why some of the advocates for people, you know, who are on food assistance programs and things, they say, you know, when we've done studies of this, it's not, there are a lot of people who are actually working, and then the ones who aren't have extreme circumstances, whether it's mental illness or they're full-time caregivers.
Well, those are people who need to have it. Those people have to be taken care of.
So I think that if they're, I don't know, I don't really know, and I think you're saying the same thing, we don't really know what the percentage is of people living off the teat, but if we can narrow that down and get rid of a lot of them and say, look, you can still apply for this stuff, but you need to be contributing, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Did you get that expression from me, off the teat? Or did you use that
Yes.
before?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I've heard it before, but you know, you're the one who uses it.
All right. 19 past the hour. It's time for the selfie challenge. You know what the selfie challenge is?
No.
The folks at Calitrin, which is the weight loss mechanism for you to get to your goals of losing weight. This is a serious, well-received, well-thought-out. This is not a wacko diet, and you don't just stop eating altogether. You do what you follow, what Calitrin suggests is that you take a picture of yourself. All right, yeah, you can do that. You can go to Facebook. Search Facebook at the box at the top, and then there's a Facebook page, Calitrin, calotrin-toploss.com. You can click onto their page there. You can like it, take a picture of yourself with a new bottle of Calitrin, and then take pictures through your journey of losing. There's a fellow there, you'll see, Bama Brown is his name, from Texas. He weighed 340 pounds, and now he has lost 125 pounds thanks to a slow, steady, thoughtful routine courtesy of Calitrin. It took him a long time to do it, but that's better. You don't want to lose the shock to your body if you lose a lot of weight quickly. Not good. But this is such an easy program to get on to. Calitrin is the new healthy choice for weight loss that I've started talking about. Great for energy. Been around for 20 years. They are proven. The healthy, lean muscle and weight loss that you need to have in your body, this is perfect for me, because that's what I want. That's what everybody should want, no matter what your age. Remember, 20% of your body is collagen, 30% is protein. 20 years old is when your natural collagen starts to decline. So it's time for everybody to get on this for all kinds of the right reasons. Go to toploss.com. Toploss.com, 10% off using the code DJV. That's toploss.com, or you can call 833-TOPLOSS to get more information on Calitrin.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now, 23 after the hour here, Dr. Doug Steffen with Assistant Nurse Victoria. I don't know. She is. She's my aide in comfort, as is Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here we are with television in our focus and on our mind. So, as radio people, we're supposed to know what's going on the radio. I could review lots of radio shows. But television is a unique sort of thing. My sister invited me and my neighbor across the street to her house last night for dinner. And the main topic of our conversation was the television programs that we watch. I don't think I've ever heard my sister discuss television, ever. And her husband, never. And so it was interesting to get a take on what, and they're all, you know, my sister's 3 years younger than I am. Our friend is about 50, I think. The things that they watch, and many of the things that we think are relegated to, and this is why I was surprised, Kara, the people who are your age and what they're watching and how they have developed their habits. We started, Bruce, who was my sister's husband, said, have you ever, this was like the first thing, I come in, I take my coat off, and having a glass of cranberry juice, and he says, have you ever seen that show, Billions? And like his eyes all light up. Do you watch Hometown? Not Hometown. What's the other show that's on Showtime? Homeland? Homeland, yeah. And he's got on that one, and he talked about the stars, Paul Giamatti, what a great bad guy is, and how sexy his wife is, and it really was...
You know, it is funny, because I feel like, whenever you ask me what's on TV, or, you know, if I've watched anything, and I'm always like, no, I haven't watched anything on TV, and so it probably seems like I don't watch a lot of TV, but if you get me talking about a TV show that I like Game of Thrones, or Parks and Recreation, or Community, or something like that, I get all excited, and I can talk about it for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
So it is funny how excited people get about TV
get
that
they
watch.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I bring that to the table. All right, Victoria, what do we have that's of interest to us tonight? Thursday night, the normal, I don't know that I pay much attention to TV. Tuesday night and Friday night seem to be the nights.
Well, you
Wednesday
should pay attention tonight because Blue Bloods is on a couple times tonight. I don't think it's a new episode, but I don't think you care about watching new episodes. You just like watching Blue Bloods.
Well, I don't like to watch the same ones over again, but if there's one I haven't seen,
Yeah, there are a couple episodes on at 8 and 9 o'clock tonight on ION, and then Showtime at the Apollo, which I know you are into now. That's right. A new episode of that is on at Fox at 9 p.m. tonight.
Good show.
And then Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, that's on at 8 and 8:30. I don't think any of us care about that.
Sitcoms.
Tons of people watch that. Grey's Anatomy, which is somehow still putting out new episodes after like 25 years, that's on at 8 o'clock at ABC. And then,
How many more things can crash into that hospital? They had a plane crash into it. Fires.
So here's a theory. You have said, both of you, many times that people younger are just not watching television and that the viewers are skewing older. So the people who feel like the supporters of NCIS, that show's been number one for, what, 12 years? And Harmon is just sort of talking about it. Harmon's my age. And he says, I'm going to keep doing this as long as they pay me $650,000 an episode.
Yeah, I would too.
I would too.
And it's just like showing up. He's like phoning it in because he's been doing it for so long. But he's so comfortable in the role, and we're so comfortable watching him, and the stories are good, and the kids around him are good. It just is, it's a very interesting camaraderie that exists there. It's kind of like you and me. It's the dad and all the kids working for him that learn, hopefully, or they teach him, he teaches them. But there's a lot of sensitivity to that show. And I think the same thing, although Blue Bloods is, I think, in its eighth or ninth season, same sort of thing. So maybe there's a theory there that I'm onto, that the people who watch TV and the ratings that accompany them are older anyway. And that's why those shows stay in the position, because it's comfort food for your brain. That's a very comfortable thing to watch these stories, as long as they are good. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it does. I think that it's not necessarily that younger people don't watch TV. We just have in most cases we watch it differently. We watch it on DVR. We don't really watch stuff live anymore. And we certainly, a lot of us have cut the cord from the cable companies. So.
Yeah.
We're streaming stuff.
That's their fault. I happen to get mine.
Yeah, it is their. You know what? It is their fault, because we were up to $200 a month. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's silly. Okay, so there's the TV report. Good.
Thank you. TV rant.
That is it. Yes. And why do you watch and why do you like it? Theories provided by Doug, Victoria, and Kara. 28 after the hour.
Parent-Teacher Conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher-parent. And if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life. And two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, with 21 sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, cars, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 34 at the hour, the inside of the day. Is something that you can explore with us Thursday, the 12th of April, with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer taking the day off today to tend to her mom. And how are you doing? I actually bought some lottery tickets.
Really?
Last night. I didn't understand. There's the gotcha ticket in Massachusetts. And I don't know. This is like a week or so ago. So I'm in this store. No, it was the Saturday night. I remember, big Saturday night. I'm driving around buying tickets for the lottery. And I had gone to the movies, and I thought, oh, let's go.
I'm going to go buy some lottery tickets. I haven't bought them for a long time. How many people do this? You go to the lottery, or you go to the store, you buy a lottery ticket, and you drive around for 3 days thinking, wow, this is what I'm going to do with that money. So for the first time in my life, last night I took this ticket to my sister's because I knew that between my pal lives across the street and my brother-in-law, they could figure it out. I won the lottery. I won this ticket. It says on the cover of it, it cost $10 for this ticket. Went up to $1 billion. You could win a trip to Las Vegas and a chance. Anyway, so I won.
Did you win
bucks.
$1 billion?
No, I won $20. I had two numbers.
So you paid $10, you got $10 back.
That's pretty good.
That's
so
not bad.
You know what I think I'll do? I'll buy two of these. I guess you can just go anywhere and cash them, right? Go in and turn the ticket in.
As long as is it a state one? You have to be in the same state?
It's a state, right. Go into this and get, I'll buy two of these. And then my thinking is, I'll win $40. Then I'll buy four of them. Then I'll win $80. And just buy, who knows? You could be talking to a winner. Well, you already are, but winner in other ways. Okay, today is National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, except it is not a sandwich. It's a Shrewsbury. Get that straight.
Didn't we already determine that you were wrong?
You were all wrong. You guys
were
wrong.
Yeah. No, we looked
grilled cheese. For those of you who didn't get the memo, sandwiches in Shrewsbury's been a big... It was the Earl of Shrewsbury who actually was the first person to put a piece of cheese between two pieces of bread and enjoy it, not the Duke of Sandwich. No, the Duke
Earl
of, no,
of
yeah, it was the Earl of Shrewsbury and the Duke of Sandwich.
No, the Earl of Sandwich.
It was the Earl of Sandwich and the Duke of Shrewsbury, then that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this Shrewsbury or sandwich is one of the top comfort foods in our country. And, of course, there is with... everything else, there's a historic group of historians, hysterical historians, who study the food business. They say cooked bread and cheese is an ancient food enjoyed all across the world, lots of different cultures. The modern version of the grilled cheese sandwich originated in the 1920s when inexpensive bread and American cheese became easily available. It was made as an open face sandwich. How many people have had, you don't fry them in butter or oil or whatever, but you put them in the oven. I remember having those.
Not a fan of that.
No, huh?
I like them.
It gets crusty.
I like them with, lots of butter on each side and a big heap of cheese in the middle.
You know, I actually made one in the oven the other day, but I've never considered that to be a grilled cheese sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, that's just I don't know.
You consider that to be a grilled...
It's not grilled. It's a toasted, toasted cheesy thing. That's what it is.
I know in the UK they call them
toasties. Toasties or something like that.
Yeah, I think they do. All right, so celebrate National Grilled Cheese Shrewsbury Day by making one for yourself with a nice bowl of tomato soup. That's a good combo.
Isn't
it, though?
All right,
other food news. I don't know if you can consider this food. The Necco Wafer Company is something that has been around Massachusetts and New England for a long, long time. They're headquartered in Revere, Massachusetts. Revere is just north of the airport in Boston. It was originally called the New England, New England Confectionery. Yeah, New England Confectionery Company. New England Confectionery Company became Necco. And, I remember a lot of us had them as kids. You could buy them cheap, and it was, you put them on your tongue. How many people have had Necco wafers? Anybody here besides me?
I have a very vague memory of getting a roll of these in a Halloween trick-or-treating situation and thinking that I will never go back to that house ever again because I felt
because
shit.
Of Necco?
Yes, they're gross.
They're
like
very chalky.
Stale little,
very chalky.
There's no flavor.
They're all sugar, pretty much. Not great for you, but I've been around for a long time. So now there are reports that they may cease production. Necco wafers have been being produced here in Revere for 171 years. So yesterday...
That is amazing.
It is. They reveal they're having financial trouble.
Yeah, because your product is gross.
Yeah.
I could totally go in and help them. Your product stinks, and I understand it's been around 171 years, but your product also tastes like it's been sitting on a shelf for 171 years.
It's not fabulous. Anyway, so they're going out of business, it appears. They're trying to find somebody to buy the company, put it in, you know, with something like Nestle's that owns Hershey's chocolate. Oh, that kind of. There's a big conglomerate someplace. But I'm not sure if they haven't found a buyer yet. They're going to because, again, it's not customer preference anymore to have that kind of candy. So
maybe
anyway.
If they dip them in chocolate, it'll taste better.
Right. Yeah, that would be good. We can all have that. All right, other food news here. Kroger, the food store chain, is going to hire 11,000 people to work in their supermarkets around the country. And this is quite a change considering where the grocery industry seems to be going.
Right.
2,000 management people, 11,000 new positions, $500 million in pay and training development. Wow. This is very different. Kroger is one of the big names in the food business. It belongs to the Linder family of Cincinnati. Circle K stores are Kroger stores. That's why they call them Circle K. They're convenience stores. That's where they actually didn't make their money there. Somehow or other, the Linders are like the Kennedy family, and pretty much they like them in many different ways. I remember meeting the old man who used to proudly drive around in a town where there were no luxury cars to speak of. He was happy to drive around in his Rolls Royce, and he was very arrogant. My God, what an arrogant son of a gun he was. But his family, somehow or other, had a connection in Central America to a farming operation. And I don't know, I'm trying to remember because this was part of the folklore in Cincinnati. They had land and banana plantations in Central America. And so Chiquita Banana, which you see in every store everywhere, belongs to this family. They somehow got a hold of the rights to import bananas 150 years ago, the family did. And so, like with the Kennedys, they get 7 cents on every bottle of whiskey that comes to this country. The Linders, I think, get a dime for every pound of banana. I don't know how, but there's some formula. Every banana that gets shipped in here from Central America, the Linders get a piece of it. They use that money to start a grocery store in Cincinnati, and that was the first Kroger store was in Cincinnati. And then it spread, and then Circle K. So it's a huge...
I always think of Kroger as a West Coast thing, because there are no Krogers near me. I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area.
Yeah, it started, they're Midwestern, Mid-South, and now they've spread more into... Kroger's bought a lot of stores in... Kroger's owns Ralph's, for example.
Oh, that's the West Coast thing I'm thinking of then.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Anyway, so
but
they're going to...
11,000 new workers. That's incredible.
Yeah. $11 an hour. That's pretty incredible for the grocery business as well. They've been trying to transform their company because of the pressure Amazon has put on all of the food industry, Whole Foods. Look at what Walmart's doing now. So this is a whole different world we're going to find ourselves in. Kroger has the scan, bag, and go. If you don't want to go to the cashier, it's kind of like going to Home Depot. Or other places you can go now where they have four machines. I don't like it. Well, I like it if it's simple and I only have a few things to buy. It's okay for that. But if you got a lot of stuff, I mean, how do you bring in the Home Depot? How do you bring a 10-foot 2x4 to the self-service line?
They have the little handheld buzzer.
Yeah, but you got to whack zapper. Somebody on the head as you turn the corner to go into the...
Well, how are you going to get out of the Home Depot anyway?
You go to the end of the store, end of the line. No, it's easy to do it.
If other people are in the line, aren't you more likely to whack one of those?
Right.
Than if you're in a self-service where no one else is around.
You're on a cart.
This is where we're very different. If I don't have to interact with another human, that makes my entire shopping experience better. So I think you like still talking to bank tellers and...
I do.
You'd love New Jersey. You have to talk to gas station attendants. You can't pump your own gas. So,
Right.
But I love all the automation. If I can get in, get out, zap, and I love
bing,
it.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so if you're looking, this sort of goes in line with what we were talking about the last half hour, people getting jobs and stuff. These jobs ought to go to people who are able physically to work and who may be on some sort of welfare program. Now, you can't make a living at $11 an hour, and I don't think anybody is claiming, although, you figure it out. That's $450 a week. I don't know anybody who can live on $450
right.
a week, although some people do. But it is a way to get into a situation where you, as they said, they're having management positions. And so anyway, it's good. That's a good story. I like that. Thank you. Congratulations to Kroger, even though the Lindner family are a bunch of curs. 45 past the hour. Sports news. This is very interesting, Victoria. There's a GoFundMe campaign that has been created for the children of those who are, well, the 16 people who died in that bus crash. I was over this last weekend in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. The campaign is for the victims the families. There were 10 young, how old are these? High school kids, right?
They were between the ages of, I think, 15 and 21.
Okay. So the GoFundMe campaign, it's the Humboldt Broncos who were killed in this bus crash. They've already raised $6.8 million.
Yeah.
That's a very successful campaign on GoFundMe.
I think it's in the top five now, and it's only been live for like a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 100,000 people have donated to the campaign. So, all right. So, Victoria, what's the other story from the Humboldt Broncos about Ryan? I'm giving this to you because I don't want to try to pronounce his last name. I'm giving that to you.
Oh, really? You're normally good with names like this.
Straczynski, something like that. Straczynski.
Strzeznicki. I
something
don't know.
Like okay, anyway.
No disrespect at all, Ryan. We're not trying to butcher your name.
No.
But he was one of the victims of the car crash, or of the bus crash. He was paralyzed from the neck down, and he's 18. And the sort of another miraculous story that's come from such a dark thing, hearing his diagnosis, which is paralysis from the chest down, doesn't seem like there's any hope for him to actually ever walk again. His parents, of course, were devastated, and it just seemed to shift Ryan's focus. He said, his dad said, when they told us, Ryan just looked at us and said, Dad, Olympic sledge hockey, I'll get us the gold. And it's a Paralympic sport. It's also known as sled hockey. And it's like a sled with two blades instead of it looks like you're sitting down on a little platform.
Yeah.
And it's been gaining popularity in the Paralympic sports, and so it's kind of amazing that he's already thinking about what he's going to be doing next when he gets out of the hospital and has a whole new Paralympic
world
goal.
Yeah.
And he also has worked with his friend Cody Thompson, who runs the White Collar Boxing Company, and Ryan said that he plans to keep his shifts in the gym as soon as he gets out.
Out of bad comes good more often than not.
Unbelievable strength,
congratulations,
the stories that are coming from this tragedy.
Yep. Here's something for you to think about. Those of you who, and there are many of you, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives who have timeshares. How many of you know somebody or maybe a lot of you have timeshares and you've run out of enthusiasm for going to the timeshare? I know some people who have one in Aruba. They like it, but they have friends who don't like it. And so they work to try to find someone to buy the timeshare, and they haven't found anybody yet, so I sent them yesterday to Resort Release, which is where I'm sending you right now. If you've got a timeshare and you want out, O-U-T, go to Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me. When you're ready to leave, these are the people to go to. Call them at 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help so many people around the country legally get out of the timeshare. Resort Release, the name of the company, they give you 100% guarantee that you will get out or you don't have to pay them. So that's a good deal. You want to get out of the contract, here's what you do. You call 888-277-7245. That's it. That's the story. Pretty simple, straightforward. You're in a timeshare. You don't like it. You want to get out. You don't want to be there anymore. Whatever it is, call Resort Release now at 888-277-7245. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
JB Experience, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Tech Talk time. I noticed something very important happening in the world of technology. I thought you might have a comment on this. There was a password audit done by Microsoft and Google, and someone sent this along to me suggesting that this person, when asked by Microsoft what her password was, she said, Mickey, Minnie, Pluto, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Donald, Goofy, Sacramento. So this woman asked her, you know, why do you have such a long password? She said she was told that it had to be at least 8 characters long and include one capital. So that's what.
Oh, man.
Okay. And other technology news, Hasbro is releasing a new Star Wars toy, backed by a $2.5 million Kickstarter campaign. Here's that story, and then we're going to talk about what Spotify is up to.
The Geek Out. Looks like we're getting the largest Star Wars replica to date. Hasbro received 5,500 backers and $2.7 million in a Kickstarter campaign for a massive recreation of Jabba the Hutt's barge from Return of the Jedi. Now, Hasbro first showed off a prototype of the barge at a toy fair earlier this year, and the demand was immediate and huge. The heavy on accurate detail toy arrives at 4 feet in length, and of course, any kit isn't complete without its related action figures and those are here in 4-inch versions of Java and Yak Face. Hasbro is still accepting $500 pre-orders. We'll ship a 64-page companion book this spring, but the actual giant toy won't arrive to your door until Q1 of 2019.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. N62318.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
All right, so let's keep going on Tech Talk time. Victoria, it appears that Spotify and Hulu have been bundled together. Why, one might say, are they partnering?
Well, Spotify and Hulu are partnering up, and it's all to save the consumer money. So So for $12.99 a month, this is a brand new promotion they're running. It gets you Spotify Premium, which has no ads, and it gets you the basic version of Hulu, which does have ads. And so, initially, this deal was only available to current Spotify Premium customers who wanted to add Hulu. But now the companies are saying that there's a lot of interest, so they're expanding the program. So existing Spotify Premium customers can do a 3-month trial adding on Hulu for only 99 cents a month. That's a really, really good deal. And if you want to make the full switch, it'll be $12.99 a month for the bundle. If your Hulu service went inactive anytime in the last year, you can jump onto this deal as well for $12.99. And the bundle began as a student-only offer back in September, but now it's being rolled out nationally. And the main benefit is Spotify Premium costs $9.99 a month, and Hulu is $8 a month. So if you bundle them together, you save $5 a month, wow, which doesn't sound like a lot. However, yeah, in the world of streaming services that we live in, yeah, everything adds up. You know, yeah, you pay $13 for this and $12 for that. It all adds up. So saving $5 a month on a bundle is a really good deal.
Yeah. If your company suddenly says they are not using passwords anymore, there's a new wave of anti-hacking methods that has been presented. A lot of companies are ditching passwords, using fingerprints and biometrics to stop hackers. I'm going to do that. I'm going to require Kara and Victoria to use the fingerprints now before they go on the air.
You know, if anything, if Facebook and Cambridge Analytica has taught us anything, I don't know. I think at this point now, companies trying to enforce these fingerprint technologies, I think you're going to see a lot of employees pushing back. I don't want my data like that out there.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the thing. You can't control it. It's everywhere. I don't use my fingerprint on my phone. Do you?
No, I have facial recognition software on my phone.
You do?
Yeah.
So somebody has to steal your face in order to use your
yes,
iPhone. All right. Well, that's good protection.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.